All right, everybody, I'm Logan Alec, I'm a CPA, and this is my stimulus update for Sunday, September 27th. Brief stimulus update today, not too much to speak about. Pelosi was on CNN this morning talking to Jake Tapper about stimulus. Jake asked Pelosi about the state of negotiations. He asked her if she'd be willing to go below $2.2 trillion, which has been her lowest offer yet on second stimulus. And then Pelosi basically makes herself sound like a saint for going below $3.4 trillion to $2.4, $2.2. She said at some point, the public is going to have to see why $2.2 or now $2.4 trillion is necessary. She's basically saying, well, you know, we already went down over $1 trillion. Now it's time for the Republicans to give a little, which is true. But coming down from a ridiculous figure isn't really saying that much, Nancy. It's like if I have an old car and I could probably get $1,500 for it, cash, but I list it for $3,400. Then somebody comes along and lowballs me at $500, and then I come down from $3,400 to $2,200, I'm still being unreasonable. They're still being unreasonable as well, too, don't get me wrong, but neither one is really a saint here. Going down from $3,400 to $2,200 is somewhat meaningless in that equation. Now, we know the White House is open to $1.5 trillion, according to Mnuchin, and that's only a $700 billion difference between that $1.5 and Pelosi's lowest figure she said so far of $2.2. But Senate Republicans and House Democrats are still really, really far apart. Nevertheless, Pelosi also said, I'd rather have a deal that puts money in people's pockets than to have a rhetorical argument. What we will be putting forth is a proffer to say, now let us negotiate within a time frame and a dollar amount to get the job done. And that's really the stimulus update for today. Pelosi views the bill the House will be putting forth next week, the new stimulus bill, as a viable offer to Republicans to resume negotiations. But if it's 2.2, 2.4, as we think it will be, that will be a guaranteed non-starter with Republicans. All right, as far as unemployment goes, there's not really much updates there beyond what I went over at the end of my video yesterday. I saw some people say they had problems certifying with Virginia's GovToGo app. Hopefully that has been resolved. I've seen some reports of folks in South Carolina getting the full 6 weeks via paper check. On other states like Hawaii, payments are going out piecemeal week by week. Several states, Delaware, you know, hopefully paying out the other half next week. Colorado, still waiting for a second batch of payments. New York, I've heard many have received the full 6 weeks. I'm hoping that Oregon sees the first 3 weeks this coming week. Florida, many have received 4 weeks. I hope to God that they do send out the remaining 2 weeks, but that pot, as I said previously, is running dry. Not so sure about that situation there. All right, everybody, thank you so much for watching this video. Have a great Sunday. Be sure to check out our family vlog, The Alec Family, if you have the time today, and I'll see you in the next video. Bye-bye.